Now we read about the angels and shepherds from Luke chapter 2, the remaining verses 8 through 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to you, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard wondered at those things with which they were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them closely in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and what was told unto them. Well, so far tonight, we've heard that tonight, above all nights, we have a longing to be home. And God had a path. We have a path that makes that home possible. But that doesn't mean that sometimes fear creeps in. Fear's a possibility. You probably know where I'm going here with the Wizard of Oz. There was one character in the Wizard of Oz that had more fear than any other. And he shouldn't have. He was the king of the jungle. He was the beast of all people, the lion. At moments that fear creep up in the story and scary things come on, it's the lion that picks up his tail, kind of like I do as a pastor, actually, and he goes like this. He's timid, a little scared. He takes a little potion from the Oz, and that potion just relaxes him, and courage steps in. But then when that potion goes away, he becomes fearful again. This is one of my favorite phrases from The Wizard of Oz. It's from the lion. He says this, "There's no denying I'm just a dandelion," he says. Fear. You know, maybe some of you have fear tonight. Fear about what's coming ahead. Fear about what's happened in the past, fear about what's going to happen in 2017, fear about being with family tomorrow or tonight. Fear. Our third passage tonight from Luke 2 says it's okay to recognize that there's fear within. The shepherds were there, gathered around with their flock. I suppose it's a very boring and routine life. Sorry for if I'm saying anything that's not so friendly to shepherds. Routine, but then in that night, a great angel comes bright with an amazing message about what was happening just a few, perhaps miles away in the little town of Bethlehem. And the shepherds were scared and afraid, perhaps wringing their staves, doing something nervously with their hands. That's what shepherds probably did. But that message that God gave them through that angel was important. Fear not. Fear not. And we don't know what happened, but what we know is that those shepherds then went and they listened to the angels. They overcame their fear. It wasn't like the lion who took an elixir for just a few moments. That message from God overcame all their fear inside, and they bravely went to Bethlehem and saw Jesus. It's okay to admit fear. Please do. Nothing unchristian about that. But let God's message tonight bring you courage, more courage than the lion had. Fear not. God's presence will guide you along the way.